What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And today, wanted to talk a little bit about appreciating the opportunities and the time that we have, the short time that we have on this planet, while they are right in front of us. Recently, Prince passed away, and there's been a lot of people that have come out of the woodworks in mourning for Prince and the talent that he is and was as a musician and as a person, and wishing now that he has passed that we would have potentially appreciated what it was that he was while he was here. Maybe you never actually got to go see him in person and wished that you had. And if you think of any of the iconic people that are either with us still today or that have passed, you know, I don't know how, it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but I think it's probably been almost 10 years now since Michael Jackson passed away. It almost feels like yesterday. But it was, you know, that same kind of thing, like, seemed like he passed too soon. And so everybody, you know, wished that they had a little bit more time with that person, or that that person, you know, was around for a little bit longer. And if you think about it and think about life, how often that can happen in all the areas of our life as well. We take advantage our health and our body and thinking that it's always going to be strong, that we are always going to be healthy. And so maybe we neglect it, or we don't take full advantage of it and the capabilities that it has. Or maybe we look back with regret that we didn't push a little bit harder, that we didn't test the limits a little bit more. In Prince's situation, you know, for me, like, when I was 18, yeah, freshman year in college in the Twin Cities, we went to Grand Slam, which was a nightclub that Prince owned. And we happened to be there one night when they were handing out tickets to members that were there at the club to come out up to the upper level, which was to a private club of Prince's called Erotic City. And he was going to be filming a music video. And so we went up there. There was three of us at the time, college roommates, that went up there, and it's an experience that we'll never forget. And it's also that experience that, you know, once he's gone, it's a little bit bittersweet. Like, didn't realize the opportunity that we had. You know, I never went to see him in person, in concert, and I wish that I would have. But I was, you know, a part of one of his music videos. For a song that was called Get Wild, and actually he walked right past me in the video, and it was a pretty surreal experience. It's almost one of those experiences where I really wonder if it really truly happened, you know? But just being in the right place in the right time, and created this memory and this event in my life that I'll never forget. And but in today's day and age, we always want the fresh and the new, and we don't totally appreciate what it is that we have until it's gone. And I think that's what you're seeing, and what's happening with the passing of Prince. Everybody, you know, his music is starting to get played, and you start to play some of his songs to reminisce and to remember, and you almost forgot how good his stuff really was. Like, when he was alive, you know, I know his music, but I didn't necessarily play it on a daily basis or truly listen to it all that often. And then you start to realize how many songs he had, and how talented of a person he was. You know, same can be said of Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan in basketball, I always wished and regretted that I never got to go and see him. Like, knew while it was happening and watching him that he was truly going to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player to ever live. And although I watched him just about every opportunity I had on TV, I never went and saw him in person. Actually, a friend of mine and I finally bought tickets to see him play against the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. And we were driving on our way down to Milwaukee, We were just outside of Milwaukee at the time, and my buddy's sister had called, who lives in Milwaukee, and was like, "Oh, you hadn't heard, like, Michael Jordan didn't make the trip. He was taking the night off." And we were like, "No, no way." This was the very end of his career. He was actually playing for Washington Wizards at the time. So definitely not in his prime, but we wanted to see. Neither one of us had seen him live. And so we missed out. We waited too long. We didn't, you know, we kind of took for granted that Michael Jordan would always be there and that someday we'd be able to go see him. And when we finally took the step to go and make that a reality, we had waited just too long. He was towards his career where he was still producing at for what most would be a very high level, but for his standards was definitely at the end of his career. He was old and needed the rest and took the night off, unfortunately, on a night that we had hoped to come and see him play. In relationships nowadays, you know, divorce rates are high. And people, it seems, today are more willing to trade in their wife or their husband for someone new, thinking that if they just go out and find somebody new, somebody fresh, get that excitement back in their life, that they'll have what they wanted in a relationship. And coming to find out that eventually this new woman that you have has a lot of the same issues and problems as the first. And reality is that you haven't done anything to fix anything that had created the problems with the first woman in your life to begin with. And so we don't appreciate what it is that we have in our life. And sometimes you can look back with regret because you realize when it's too late after the fact that you really actually had it pretty good to begin with. Today's day and age, we have people jumping from job to job. You know, it's not like it was 40, 30, 40 years ago where people would spend an entire career with one company, and it definitely goes both ways. Companies are not as loyal as they were at that time either. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but oftentimes we have these opportunities in front of us, these businesses in front of us, and I've been guilty of this myself, trying to do too many things at one time. Constantly looking for something else to do, something challenging, never really taking on the opportunity that I have in front of me to go full speed at that and truly capitalizing on that opportunity when it gets old and boring, turning it in for something else. Part of the reason that I started a CrossFit gym, looking for another opportunity. It probably was also a reason in my life trying to hide from other things in my life that weren't going so well, trying, you know, creating other forms of sedation in your life to cover up the problems that you have or to help you try and forget about the other problems that you have in other areas of your life. So just thinking about, you know, Prince and his death and the shockwave that it has seemed to send through the United States, through our country, and people mourning the death, celebrating his life, celebrating his music, wishing that they had him for a little bit longer, you know, being caught off guard, not appreciating what it was that was in front of us while he was here, and how we can learn from that, how we can take that lesson from that. If you've been married before and gone through a similar situation where you decided to get a divorce for someone new, and then maybe realizing that, you know what, it wasn't necessarily all your ex's fault. That, hey, this new woman or this new man has some of the same issues. Once that freshness wears off and not appreciating or not realizing what it is that you truly had to begin with. Looking back, wishing that maybe you worked a little bit harder or that you competed a little bit more or you pushed yourself physically just this little bit harder when it came to your body and athletics, or maybe wishing that you watched what you put into your body a little bit more. We're a little more disciplined and focused on your nutrition. How many times have you heard somebody that is, you know, been told that they have cancer or some other disease that could have been prevented. And I'm not saying that all diseases are cancer or whatever it may be are things that we could have necessarily avoided. Sometimes it is what it is, but there are times in our life where we can look back on the decisions that we made and say, man, if I just would have realized and not taken for granted the life and the body that I had and made some better decisions, I might not be in this situation, right? Now, it is what it is, and you have to deal with the reality that you have, and it doesn't do you a whole hell of a lot of good, thinking back to the past and what you did, because what's done is done as far as that goes. But what if you could decide right now, right today, no matter what you have done in the past, that you are going to appreciate what it is that you have in your life, who it is that you have in your life, the incredible talents that are in our world currently. Think of the current princes that are still alive, the current Michael Jacksons, the current Michael Jordans that are still playing. You know, Kobe just retired. And it's a similar situation. You know, he's not dead, but he's not playing anymore. And he's not, you know, did you fully appreciate it when he was playing? Did you get out to go see him? So who are those other people in your life? Who are those other talents in the world that maybe you can extract lessons from currently while they're still in their prime? Or who can you fully appreciate in your life that maybe you take for granted currently? What could you currently do in your current position instead of looking and wasting your time and spending hours and hours looking for newer, bigger, better jobs or opportunities? How can you capitalize on the opportunity that is right in front of you? Because I guarantee you that if you are that person and you think that if you just had the right opportunity that you would do better, that if you actually took advantage of the opportunity and fully appreciated it and took full advantage of the opportunity that you have right now, right in front of you, that you create those things that you want, that you're seeking for outside of it. Because it's really just you trying to take yourself away from the fact that you know that you have to do the work and that nothing is given to us and that anything worthwhile has to be earned. And so if we can just appreciate the things, the people in our life that we have here right now, right in front of us, how much better we could fully capitalize on the life that we have, not knowing when it's all going to end, just like for Prince, 57 years old, dead. That could be me, that could be you, we don't know. There's no guarantees. So how can you fully appreciate what it is that you have in front of you, the health that you have now, the marriage and relationships that you do or don't have, that you can, if you don't have, that you can create or do things to change or to make them better, to make yourself better. And just not take this world and the people in it for granted any longer. Take the lessons that are staring us and shouting us for our attention right in our face and realizing that it's time to get off the sidelines and get into this game called life. To do all that we can with the time that we have, not knowing when it's going to end, to make the most of it, to get the things that we've always said that we wanted, that we've never committed to doing and getting after and achieving and accomplishing and making a reality in our life. So I honor you guys, appreciate you guys, and love you guys, and hope that this message resonates with you, and hopefully you could take something from it to move forward and make your life just a little bit better. Make your relationships a little bit better. Your connection with God a little bit better. Your fitness and nutrition and how you feel about yourself a little bit better. So I love you guys. Hope that you have a great day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.